2 Timothy chapter 4. I charge you therefore before Yahweh and the Messiah Yeshua, who shall judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned to fables. But you watch in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. For this reason there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Master, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but to them also that love his appearing. Do your diligence to come shortly to me, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed to Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with you, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. And Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when you come, bring it with you, and the books, but especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The sovereign reward him according to his works. Of whom you are also, for he has greatly withstood our words. At my first answer no man stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Master stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the sovereign shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me to his heavenly kingdom, to whom be praise for ever and ever. Amen. Salute Priscilla and Aquila, and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus abode at Corinth, but Trophimus have I left at Miletum sick. Do your diligence to come before winter. Eubulus greet ye, and Pudens, and Linus, and Claudia, and all the brethren. The sovereign be with your spirit. Grace be with you. End of chapter 4.